This is Today in History, August the 11th. On this day, in 1956, abstract painter Jackson Pollock died at the age of 44 in an automobile accident on Long Island, New York. In 1992, the Mall of America, the nation's largest shopping center, opened in Bloomington, Minnesota. In 2014, Academy Award-winning actor, comedian Robin Williams died at the age of 63 from suicide in California.
We have just received word from the West Coast, tragic, devastating word that Robin Williams has been confirmed dead. He was 63 years old. His wife has confirmed it in a statement saying the actor and comedian has been battling severe depression of late. She's asking for privacy for their family.
On this day, August 11th, 1994, the longest work stoppage in Major League Baseball history began. Because of the strike, the 1994 World Series was canceled for the first time in 89 years. During the negotiation of a new collective bargaining agreement, tensions between the owners and players had arisen over the owners' desire to institute a cap on player salaries. Claiming financial hardship, owners argued that player salaries, which had risen exponentially since the 70s, had become unsustainable and, if not contained, would bankrupt the teams. The players, however, refused to agree to the cap, calling the caps just the latest form of exploitation by the owners.
It is now official. No more regular season, no extended version of the playoffs, and for the first time since 1904, no World Series.
And on this day in 1973, the nostalgic teenage coming-of-age movie American Graffiti, directed by George Lucas, opened in theaters across the United States. Set in California in the summer of 1962, American Graffiti was nominated for 5 Academy Awards, including Best Director and Best Picture, and helped launch the big screen career of Richard Dreyfuss and Harrison Ford, as well as former child actor and future Oscar-winning filmmaker Ron Howard.
Hey, you know, guy around here with a Jell-O Deuce coupe, supposed to be hot stuff.
What, you mean John Milner? Hey, nobody can beat him, man. He's got the fastest...
I ain't nobody, dork.
The film's success enabled Lucas to get his next movie made, the mega hit Star Wars, in 1977. American Graffiti opens August 11th, 1973, on this day in history.
Good golly, Miss Marley!